as he led us to Patchen Avenue. That place seemed so absolutely and so utterly hopeless. First of all, it was honeycombed by false doctrine. The whole world talked about the German mission in Brooklyn, and it was decried as a place of false doctrine, and it was. And when I came here, the first night on Wednesday night, a girl got saved or pretended to get saved. And on the following Sunday, we had that patch of avenue filled with people. And that very girl went as crazy as a bedbug and spoiled the whole meeting. I wrote to Elder Brooks and told him about the wonderful success I had in Brooklyn. I told him what had happened in Rochester. There are two things that happened that were out of the way. And I said, and here my first convert is in the insane asylum. What a how do you do? And how discouraging that might have been. But nothing discouraged me because I knew I was in God's will. God had sent me to Patchen Avenue. And I knew that if he didn't take care of it, I wouldn't. And not only that, but there were other things that were very discouraging. And you know, I welcomed these discouraging features. I did. I said, now the Lord can show what he can do. And immediately God began to perform miracle after miracle, things that were unheard of. He saved sinners right off the street. The brethren in charge wanted me to go around Brooklyn and drum back all the backsliders. There were many Pentecostal people that had gotten so sick of Patchen Avenue. One woman had sworn she'd never set foot in Patchen Avenue again because of the fanaticism. And they wanted me to go around and drum them back. And I said, nothing doing. I kept giving myself to prayer, and Jesus Christ kept giving himself to me. And in every meeting he began to manifest himself. And the wonderful thing was that God began to save people off the street, sinners, Lutherans, Catholics. And one night I walked down Myrtle Avenue, and when I came back to Schweppler's home, they were having a little coffee clutch. I said, you know what I saw tonight on Myrtle Avenue? They said, what did you see? I said, not a single street meeting. What is the matter with us? Well, they had no heart at all for street meetings. But when I talked to them for a while they were willing to come. They were mostly middle-aged people at that time. And we started street meetings. And all these people that had been saved, wonderfully saved, they got hold. And God brought people to that street meeting. And God convicted them. And God saved them. And by that time, we moved into Seneca Avenue. And so step by step, the Lord prepared the way. And today, it is truly wonderful, like Brother Gardner mentioned, how God has taken care of his own work, where we didn't know anything.